Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. A little bit of a light day in music, so we have to find, well, things where we find things. On this day last year, 2018, guitarist Wawa Watson, real name Melvin Ragan, died at the age of 67, famed for his skills with a wah-wah pedal, which is why he got the nickname. Played with the Funk Brothers and the Motown Records studio band. And if we played this, you know, Papa Was a Rolling Stone is like 13 minutes long. If we played the whole thing, you'd hear a whole lot of work by Wawa Watson. Instead, you hear just a little bit here. Also played with the Jackson 5, the Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, the Supremes. Died 1 year ago today at the age of 67, Wawa Watson. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks to Claire Cruising for joining us in the last segment. We have more of this, of the Zuckerberg audio to play here, and we'll do some after the top of the hour as well. This one is just... this is California. I've got this one, Alex. This is California Congresswoman Katie Porter. And Mark Zuckerberg ostensibly was brought up yesterday to talk about, where is this here, an examination of Facebook and its impact on the financial services and housing sectors. But it was really just a hearing to try to embarrass Mark Zuckerberg and sort of punish him for being successful and running Facebook. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Listen to this back and forth between Congresswoman Katie Porter and Mark Zuckerberg, and specifically toward the end, what she asks him to do and how little sense it actually makes. We'll discuss in a minute. This is Congresswoman Katie Porter and Mark Zuckerberg yesterday at the House hearing.
I want to turn to a different issue. Facebook's known as a great place to work, free food, ping pong tables, great employee benefits. But Facebook doesn't use its employees for the hardest jobs in the company. You've got about 15,000 contractors watching murders, stabbings, suicides, other gruesome, disgusting videos for content moderation, correct?
Congressman, yes, I believe that that's correct.
You pay many of those workers under $30,000 a year, and you've cut them off from mental health care when they leave the company, even if they have PTSD because of their work for your company. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, my understanding is, you know, we pay everyone, including the contractors associated with the company, at least a $15 minimum wage. In markets and in cities where there's a high cost of living, that's a $20 minimum wage. We go out of our way.
Thank you. I take your word at the wage. Reclaiming my time. According to one report I have, and this is straight out of an episode of Black Mirror, these workers get nine minutes of supervised wellness time per day. That means 9 minutes to cry in the stairwell while somebody watches them. Would you be willing to commit to spending 1 hour a day for the next year watching these videos and acting as a content monitor and only accessing the same benefits available to your workers?
Congresswoman, we work hard to make sure that we give good benefits to all the folks who are doing this.
Mr. Zuckerberg, reclaiming my time, I would appreciate a yes or a no. Would you be willing to act as a content monitor to have that life experience?
I'm not sure that it would best serve our community for me to spend that much
reclaiming
time.
Reclaiming my time. Mr. Zuckerberg, reclaiming
my time. Content.
Mr. Zuckerberg, are you saying you're not qualified to be a content monitor?
No, Congresswoman, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, then you're saying you're not willing to do it. How many lobbyists?
Right. Katie Porter, Congresswoman from California, thinks she really stuck it to Mark Zuckerberg there by not by getting him to not commit. Did you hear the ask? She wanted him to spend an hour a day every day for the next year doing content monitoring. Mark Zuckerberg is the CEO and the face of and the most important person at Facebook. And as I said earlier, and I'll caveat this, look, I know a lot of you likely have issues with Zuckerberg, with Facebook. I understand. Doesn't mean you can't defend him when he's doing the right things. And he was good yesterday in Washington. This question, though, is only meant to embarrass and put him in a bad position. It is only meant to get Katie Porter on TV. That's why some of these open hearings don't make sense. If that were a closed hearing, or even if there were no video, Katie Porter wouldn't have asked that question because there's 0%, an absolute 0% chance that Zuckerberg ever would say yes to that. Why? He's the CEO of Facebook. he would not only be possibly harming his company by taking an hour a day for the next year to do content monitoring, he also likely would be harming the stock price of Facebook, which in turn would harm investors, which in turn would harm his company. It makes no sense for him to do something like that, and certainly no sense to commit to it in a House hearing when he's under oath. Katie Porter is only asking a silly question like that to get herself on TV and played on the radio. So I guess it worked. Although, you know, we're sort of pointing out her foibles as opposed to praising her. There is more silly questions to come. We have more audio in the next hour. Again, Mark Zuckerberg did a very good job yesterday defending freedom of speech, defending the First Amendment, and sort of putting aside this notion that somehow Facebook should be the political truth arbiter, which is what Democrats and some journalists would like Facebook to become. It doesn't make a lot of sense. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. The October special going on now, the Thanksgiving special. Still time to lose 20-plus pounds before Thanksgiving. Feel better, look great at all those family events. And even better, you can enjoy 15% off your customized weight loss program until the end of the month. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on gruberhealth.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts, too. GruberHealth.com and more Wawa Watson to take us to the break here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.